Hello, I am recording from Washington, D.C., where we completed the 2019 Grantee Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Conference. I sat down with Omid Farouzi for an interview and wanted to share that with you. Hello, I am recording from Washington, D.C., where we completed the 2019 Grantee Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Conference. I sat down with Omid Farouzi for an interview and wanted to share that with you. To introduce Omid, I wanted to begin by speaking about the American Bar Association Section of Taxation, Christine A. Brunswick Public Service Fellowship Program. The Public Service Fellowship Program provides two-year fellowships for recent law school graduates working for nonprofit organizations offering tax-related legal assistance to underserved communities. It is made possible by the Tax Assistance Public Service Endowment Fund, TAPS. With that fund, the Section of Taxation provides stable long-term funding for tax-related public service programs like the fellowship I was just speaking about. For 2018 to 2020, there are two Christine A. Brunswick Public Service Fellows. Anastasia Kolosova is working with the Accounting Aid Society in Detroit, Michigan to conduct outreach and education activities for specific vulnerable populations in Detroit and to expand the organization's ability to provide legal representation to low-income taxpayers. And Omid Farouzi is working with Philadelphia Legal Assistance to provide education and legal assistance to workers misclassified as independent contractors and conduct advocacy and awareness efforts to decrease the practice among employers in Philadelphia. The fellowship program was developed in 2008, but it was renamed in 2013 after Christine A. Brunswick. The late Christine A. Brunswick was a former executive director of the Section of Taxation. Christine was a strong proponent of the tax section's role in advancing pro bono and public service and fostering a fair and equitable tax system. Under her leadership, the section devoted significant resources to further that goal. I met Omid here at the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Conference. I was impressed by his enthusiasm and passion for his project. I believe that he is crushing it with his service, and I see him as a young man with a lot of promise for the future, but I'm sure you can tell that by listening to his interview. So I hope you enjoy listening to hear what he has to say. Here we are, Omid, at the LITC conference, and we broke away to do a little interview, and I'll just let you introduce yourself here.
Sure. My name is Omid Farouzi. I'm currently practicing at Philadelphia Legal Assistance in the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic there. I've been there since September. I'm currently an ABA Section of Taxation, Christine A. Brunswick Public Service Fellow, a 2018 to 2020 Fellow, and a newly licensed attorney as of October. And my project for the fellowship focuses on worker misclassification. So we've been assisting taxpayers in filing forms SS-8 and 8919 and looking at trends in terms of the employers in the Philadelphia region who are engaging in misclassification, and we're also hoping to do some outreach and education about the effects of misclassification and how taxpayers can remedy it.
So what are some of the special pieces that you want people to know about your project?
So in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania at large, this is a huge problem, and as people who are listening to this podcast know, it's something that has come at a great cost to taxpayers, particularly low-income individuals who have to pay both sides of the Social Security and Medicare tax when they are classified as independent contractors. And so in terms of my project specifically, we want to encourage workers in the Philadelphia region to challenge their misclassification. And part of what we're doing is going through IRS procedure to help make that happen. So we're filing Form SS-8 and including documentation and a cover letter, for instance, to try and convince folks at the IRS that the individual who we're representing or whose case we're taking on is somebody who should have been considered an employee instead of as an independent contractor. So that's one aspect of it. But also, there are some cases where we're going about it in ways that are a little bit different but still can help achieve a favorable outcome for the client. So, for example, I have clients who are Uber and Lyft drivers, And in those cases, they may have considerable expenses, so that could reduce their net income. So we try and figure out, well, maybe it would be better in that kind of a case, for example, to be classified as an independent contractor, and that way it turns out to be a better outcome for them. But there are still considerations in terms of, you know, the impact that that income would have in terms of their Social Security earnings and other factors that are involved as well. So there's a lot of going through IRS procedure to try and challenge the misclassification. But we're also looking to partner up with VITA sites. Now that the tax season is starting again soon, I'm looking to engage with VITA sites throughout the Philadelphia area to do some education, to train tax preparers there on what to look for in terms of whether somebody has got a 1099, but all indications show that they were told where to go, the hours that they have to be there, and were treated as an employee in every other way, or if somebody's a cash earner, but they have no proof of that income. Those are situations that we want to encourage people, if they see that that's a situation that they're in, to be comfortable challenging the misclassification. And we're already doing a little bit of outreach and education through another grant that we have. And it includes going to a congressman's district office, and we've read a senior resource fair recently, and have already started to do some promotion in the community about it as well.
For those who are unfamiliar with the fellowship, how does that interact with the project that you're working on?
The fellowship is a two-year fellowship, and when I applied for the fellowship in late 2017 and early 2018, I had to designate a project that I would devote most of my time to when I was applying for the fellowship, because that project is one that has to focus on a problem, a specifically existing problem in your community that you have the resources and the tools to address. And in Philadelphia, particularly in industries like construction and childcare even, and even a lot of lawyers, they misclassify a lot of their workers. And so I had identified that as an issue, particularly because I had interned at Philadelphia Legal Assistance in the LITC there, and I had clients who came in with this specific issue with 1099s when they really should have gotten a W-2. And so at the time that I applied, I outlined a series of goals for the Public Service Committee where I had my interview that I wanted to achieve. And those include filing forms SSA, doing community education, potentially figuring out if there are employers who are doing this fraudulently and how we can investigate them for that, establishing a body of case law so that workers can feel comfortable going forward and doing this, even if it may mean that their jobs would be at risk, because that's often a fear that they have. And so trying to make them feel comfortable that that's something that we would be prepared to represent them in if that were need to be the case. So there are a whole bunch of specific goals like that that I outlined when I applied for the fellowship. And thankfully, I was lucky enough to receive it, to earn it in February. And then the ABA section of taxation has been very helpful in kind of supporting me through that, and I've been able to attend conferences already in San Diego, D.C., and Atlanta, where I've been able to consult with colleagues about different strategies for different clients in terms of the approaches that we may want to take.
And how will the timelines for the SSA process with the IRS, how do you think that will factor in with the project?
I think that that's going to be an interesting component of it, because we've already seen some TICTA reports that indicate that the IRS has been slow to process SS-8s and that there is not a lot of intra-agency communication and coordination going on, and that there has been a particular hang-up with regard to SS-8s that have been filed by workers in the gig economy through platforms like Uber and Lyft and Airbnb. So I am uncertain because, you know, we've already filed at least one SS-8 and we're still waiting to hear back from it. And I even remember from my internship that it took longer than that summertime period for SS-8s to come back. But I'm hopeful that we can get favorable outcomes for clients in the time frame that we have so that they can rightfully amend their returns and only pay the tax that they owe.
Okay. Any other pieces that you want to highlight at this point?
I think that, you know, we're looking to be a service model for other LITCs in the country. I know that worker misclassification is something that clinics across the United States are handling, and that there are a lot of low-income taxpayers increasingly who are affected by this, and there's a lot of literature, of course, out there about it. So I would encourage individuals to consult with me, and I look forward to learning a lot from other practitioners who have a lot more experience than I do in terms of best practices and what are some good strategies that we can utilize to have the most favorable outcome for clients. So if you have any suggestions for me and anything that you'd like to discuss, I guess you could email me at ofirouzi@philalegal.org, and I look forward to working with and getting to know other colleagues.
Well, thank you for your time, Omid. Thank you for your service, and let's go grab some lunch.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.